Tune in live this Tuesday, February 28th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. The wild ride it is. It just gets wilder and it never lets up. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. As always, yesterday's broadcast began with the subject of the culture war that is rampant and pervasive in our society. We could continue talking about that. We could talk about how strange, how crazy the upside down and backwards reality of our society is. We could talk about, for example, you know, things that I didn't mention yesterday. I talked about the Oscars. I didn't mention the fact that the White Helmets ascended and the CIA's front group, the White Helmets, won an Oscar, which is not unprecedented, but just another key indicator, a harbinger of the culture war that is all around us. I didn't mention Harrison Brown, the first openly transgender athlete on a pro sports team, which is, I mean, what is happening in this country? It's just every time you look up at some new brand of unreality that's just being forced down our throats. There are a number of different directions we could go with that. We'll talk more about that this morning, but we'll talk about current events and what's happening around the country today. Last night, Matt Shea, who is a representative over in Washington, had some words about some legislation in Washington. And again, this is all part of the culture war. So let's give that a listen. This is Matt Shea in his own words. Go ahead, please.
This is Matt Shea broadcasting from Olympia, Washington, with your real news right now from Olympia. I'm here with Representative Dave Taylor. We had the first day of voting here in Olympia right now, and a lot of things happening, but we actually had a pro-gun bill pass the House of Representatives unanimously. Dave, you want to tell listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, you betcha. We got House Bill 1100 voted off the House floor today that would require the state to provide notice when your CPL is in fact expiring. Great little pro-gun bill that came off the floor 100% unanimous. So look forward to moving it through the Senate and sign it by the governor.
So if you're one of those people that, you know, you're like me where you just realize once every couple of years you got to look at your CPL because you're just worried it's going to expire, you don't have to worry anymore. This is actually going to get mailed to you.
Absolutely. It'll mail to you, no problem at all. You know, it's funny. We've run this bill several times over the last few years, and for whatever reason, this year we hit pay dirt, and it's going to move out. You know, for all the people out there watching this now, take a look at your CPL and make sure that it hasn't expired, because up until at least this next year, you've never received notice.
And, you know, I really like this, that we actually get a pro-gun bill off unanimously. A lot of people think that, you know, killing the bad gun bills is, you know, what our main mission is down here. But we actually get some stuff done and advance freedom and liberty.
Oh, we certainly do. And, you know, it's always good when you can kill the bad bills and get a good one out. And we got one out. So great day for Article 1, Section 24, Second Amendment supporters out there. Great day for it.
Right on. So I want to highlight the fact that we had a bill up that was dealing with health care and health care providers. And we had this issue of vaccinations and informed consent. I had a couple healthcare providers come to me and say, hey, look, just have doctors be able to go over a patient's history before they administer a vaccine, and then also offer to go over the slip of paper that comes with the vaccine, go over all the hazards and potential risks. The Democrats actually voted that down today. What do you think about that?
Well, that's no surprise at all. You know, they've got some people in charge of their health care committee that is 100% behind continued vaccination of everybody. Earlier this year, I had a mother come into my office and say, hey, I've got a son who's actually vaccine harmed. If I had known the hazards and the dangers associated with it, I never would have done it. And we attempted this today through your amendment. On that bill to try to get some notification and informed consent. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, the Democrats seem to continue their embrace of vaccines.
Now, we have some people watching today that really love the beard. Dave, any comments on your beard?
Hey, just fear the beard, man. That's all we got to say, fear the beard.
Fear the beard. All right, broadcasting live from Olympia, Matt Shea and Dave Taylor, state representatives here. And once again, we're going to keep up the fight for freedom and liberty in the People's House. And for all of you out there, until next time, you keep up the fight as well. God bless.
So as you heard, that's Matt Shea and Dave Taylor. A couple of bills. House Bill 1100 in Washington, specifically concerning concealed pistol license renewal notices. It's unfortunate that that is even an issue when the Second Amendment means what it says and says what it means in very clear and plain language. But then, you know, when you review the Federalist Papers, for example, and you see just the kind of matter-of-fact presumptions that are made about, for example, the militia in some of the Federalist Papers, brought very quickly to grips with the reality that we have abrogated our responsibility as individuals and also as states. And I don't want to get into the harping of the states' rights issue, because to me that really is all kind of folding into the fomenting of a coming contrived conflict in America. But the presumption was that the Union would maintain the militia of the several states very effectively, and the federal government, that would be a separate issue. The presumption, you look at Federalist 45, for example, Madison pointing out that the presumption would be that the several states would maintain a militia that would far outnumber any troops the federal government would muster. And of course that would only be for a period of 2 years, and the funding thereof as well. But we've in the culture war that just keeps kicking into a new gear, it's as if it's not a linear progression, but a geometric progression. The 30 steps of Ray Kurzweil, for example, you know, folks like Ray Kurzweil talking about 30 steps in our society, but they're not linear, they're exponential. And we can see that happening as we look at the Constitution, and we see that, for example, since 1913, over 100 years now, we have not had lawful money. Since the Federal Reserve has a monopoly, essentially on coin, credit, and circulation, which should remind one of John Adams' words. When he wrote in a letter to Thomas Jefferson back in 1787, all the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in their constitution or confederation, nor from want of honor or virtue, so much as from downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Congress is granted the power to coin money by the Constitution, and Congress alone, but Congress passed that power and authority to an openly private institution owned by other private institutions. And by way of intrigue and deception, now, sleight of hand has caused real money to be subverted. And this is not a surprise. Folks like Andrew Jackson mentioned throughout history, in America, Jackson in particular, in his farewell address, as I have mentioned repeatedly, stated that when introduced, the paper currency, the specious currency, will always subvert real money. It's a kind of, you know, it's a, in simple terms, it's a course of least resistance discussion. But be that as it may, that's just one of the squibs, you might say, in the orchestrated demolition or the orchestrated deconstruction of our constitutional republic. The Second Amendment, obviously, if you get people excited, you know, if you have real men and women, Thomas Jefferson had some very interesting words on the subject of firearms and exercise. Very interesting. In 1785, for instance, he wrote to his 15-year-old nephew, Peter Carr, regarding what he considered the best form of exercise. And again, this is perhaps a bit divergent, but that's okay. He wrote, "I advise the gun for the best form of exercise. While this gives a moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be the constant companion of your walks." And evidence exists to show that Jefferson was a fair marksman. At 25, he noted in his accounts one shooting, one of six, in a later contest during a muster of Captain Jacob Moon's Albemarle County Militia Company, he lost two of six. But as he grew older, Jefferson limited his exercise to horseback riding while restraining his attachment for firearms and hunting. Anyway, interesting that Jefferson's advice to his 15-year-old nephew, as far as exercise was concerned, as he wrote, "As to the species of exercise, I advise the gun." But we have departed far from those sentiments, haven't we? And the Second Amendment, again, very, very plain language. Second Amendment simply states a well-regulated militia, but what is that and where is that? Where are those? "Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Very, very clear and plain language. So it's unfortunate that Matt Shea, well, Dave Taylor, introduced the House Bill 1100 concealed pistol license renewal notices. But it's unfortunate that Dave Taylor, Matt Shea, and others have to legislate these kinds of things. Again, this just kind of speaks to the culture war in America. There is a completely one-sided narrative. The onslaught of propaganda and mind control, trying to convince folks not to live as they ought and were planned to live, so to speak, from the founding era. It's interesting. There is a great deal of contention and controversy over our founding, but the fact remains that our founding documents and the sentiments that undergirded them have been a scourge to evil, to despots and tyrants everywhere. Seems to me that's reason enough to hang on to them. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Let's move on a little bit. You know, the vaccine bill that you heard Matt Shea talk about again, and Dave Taylor, same thing. You know, it's utterly absurd that doctors, or you know, I mean, you can get vaccinated at just about anywhere these days, doesn't it seem? These shots, Kmart, Walgreens, Walmart. Everyone's a healthcare professional now, right? As long as it dovetails with the agenda. Again, Bertrand Russell's words from The Impact of Science on Society come to mind. Anytime the argument is made that the science is settled, or you know, anytime that I hear scientism, science is a religion, being used as an argument for anything, I think of Bertrand Russell's words, the impact of science and scientism, technocracy, etc., on society. The impact of science on society. And specifically when Bertrand Russell said diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character that the authorities deem desirable. And that's what we see happening today, isn't it? Diet, as John in Tennessee and I discussed yesterday when he called in, there is so much sawdust, so to speak, being fed to the people. And it's interesting, every time the people get wise to a little bit of the sawdust, a new form of sawdust is introduced, one of the most insidious and almost imperceptible to the vast majority of the public. One of the most insidious forms is glyphosate. More on that in a second. Snopes busted, apparently, for being Monsanto and Roundup and glyphosate sympathizers and apologists, which is utterly absurd. You know, what is it in Latin? I want to say quis custodiet ipsos custodis, who will watch the watchers. So the fact checkers, who's gonna fact check the fact checkers? Anyway, it's interesting that every time the public gets wise to a form of sawdust in their diet, speaking of diet injections and injunctions, there is this clamor to obfuscate the facts and to occlude any relevant data from the public eye. Why is that? Same thing with injections, diet injections and injunctions. And, you know, the injunctions that we see, the injunctive abuse, is really just simply a behavior modification program to get people to, as Aldous Huxley put it, love their servitude. A dietary, an injective, an injunctive, a pharmacological method to get people to love their servitude. And again, as I was saying in the previous segment, if the people of America actually did exercise in the form that Thomas Jefferson advocated to his nephew, his 15-year-old nephew, Peter Carr, we would be a very different society. The trouble is, we're becoming cruel, reckless, barbaric. Some might say amoral. There is no such thing. I would say immoral. So we have to return to the undergirding of our constitutional republic. Sentiment expressed by Patrick Henry and others, virtue, morality, and religion. If we can't hold on to those, then as Patrick Henry put it, we are conquered, fallen, and deep. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bang through some talking points quickly, some headline news, and get to some the bottom of some things. So, according to some of the trending topics, Facebook, Twitter, Google, etc., people are talking about Kellyanne Conway putting her feet on the Oval Office couch. That's interesting because it's really meaningless chatter. No one talks about what Bill Clinton did on the Oval Office couch, but I digress. And it's interesting how, as with Sweden, for instance, when Donald Trump speaks, President Trump speaks in general, again, crude terms. I mentioned yesterday, I think, that Greg Gutfeld on Sunday was talking about this. The fact that when President Trump speaks in general in crude terms, people are quick to try to nuance away his remarks as fake news, only to realize that there is actually some legitimacy to what he says. So one of the latest in the saga of the battle is Donald Trump's claims that Obama is behind the protests against him. And here is an example of his remarks to that effect. Go ahead, please.
No, I think that President Obama is behind it because his people are certainly behind it. And some of the leaks possibly come from that group, you know, some of the leaks, which are really very serious leaks because they're very bad in terms of national security. But I also understand that's politics, and in terms of him being behind things, that's politics, and it will probably continue.
And this is not unfounded. You know, Barack Obama's own website has been discussed. I think it's been discussed, for instance, that the organization that Obama is responsible for starting, OFA, OFA, Organizing for Action, which is the newest, the latest incarnation or iteration of this organization, community organizers and activists, is part of a network of community organizer and activist outlets that have ties to Soros funding and has been linked to some of the protests that we've seen around the country. So it's not unfounded or unwarranted, the statement that Donald Trump is making. And it's interesting, you know, you see some of the political operatives that are being outed in the Trump White House. I mentioned some of those names in yesterday's broadcast. And with that in mind, obviously, one has to wonder, I mean, it kind of begs the question, is there something to this, this claim? It's interesting that BuzzFeed ran a story on this, and that's been picked up by a number of outlets. As the story goes, President Donald Trump has accused former President Barack Obama, as you heard, of organizing recent protests against him and other Republicans, as well as leaking information from the White House to the press. In an interview that aired Tuesday morning on Fox and Friends, Trump was asked if he believed Obama was organizing recent protests across the country, including a series of raucous GOP town halls. "I think he is behind it," Trump said, "as you heard." And he believes Trump said that he believes Obama's people are behind some of the leaks, which are really very serious. As he said, it's been interesting to watch the White House crack down on leaking. And but, you know, we can look at, again, we can look at Barack Obama's own website and see that he points to the organization that he, again, is responsible for creating, Organizing for Action, which according to the website, is committed to mobilizing and training the next generation of progressive organizers and leaders, because real lasting change doesn't just happen on its own. An Alinskyite community organizer network of folks. And so, again, I mean, it's not a stretch to see the connection here. I think it's one that would be difficult to downplay, actually. And so it seems that President Trump's concerns are not unwarranted. Which should, quite frankly, come as a shock. Not a good shock to many folks. I forget who it was that actually, I think, tipped Trump off originally. It'll come to me in a minute. But I digress for now. We'll come back to that, but for now, again, suffice it to say, I think his concerns are warranted. But back to other news. It's interesting, the Jewish centers targeted with bomb threats the day after the cemetery vandalized. You know, you have headstones vandalized, this time in Philadelphia. A number of areas affected all over the East Coast, up and down the East Coast. And I think it's interesting that Linda Sarsour has come out and said that, you know, she is one of the folks who is calling to support the Jewish communities that are affected in solidarity. It's interesting. It's more, to me, of the Marxist clamor. She is obviously an ardent and strident Marxist provocateur, change agent. Speaking of the Alinskyite community organizer, cast, if you will. Obviously not a moderate voice by any stretch of the imagination. It's interesting. It seems, it just feels orchestrated. And Linda Sarsour, obviously one of the figureheads, the puppets of the Women's March movement. And I've mentioned in the past that I have subscribed to the Women's March email newsletter. And I've seen some of their emails. I think maybe I got kicked off it because I haven't seen anything recently, but what I have seen is just nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. They advocate forming these gatherings, living room meetings, 10 to 12 people, and talking about really nothing in particular. For what purpose? And it's fairly self-evident to me that Mike Huckabee's words should be in full effect in the minds of the people. In fact, on the Road Warrior Radio Twitter page, I have those words pinned at the top of the page, have for a while now, from Mike Huckabee's speech back in 2007, his foreign policy speech, when he said, "To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. And we know from recent studies that the economic disparity within the United States is alarming, quite frankly. The middle class has been all but eviscerated. The middle class has shifted. The about half of the country could be argued to be in poverty status. What we think the disparity to be is as far away from what we would hope it to be as the reality is, if that makes any sense. So the bottom line is, or the point is, as Mike Huckabee put it, it's true. You need intellectuals, educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings, and we certainly have that, and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower, we certainly have that. You can see it in all of these different groups, the network of Marxist provocateur, Alinskyite, community organizer, organizations funded largely by Soros Open Society Foundation's funding and other change agents. For what purpose, though? People need to realize movements are intended to move. But as I always point out, you know, when you look at the what the Women's March folks are, the Women's Marchers or their group is advocating, for example, what are they advocating in these meetings? Really, nothing specific. They're really just rounding up large numbers of people who are disenfranchised, precisely as Huckabee said 10 years ago. And again, not to say that he is a good guy. No, I think Mike Huckabee is an old school bad guy. He's an establishment lackey, but he was prostrating himself, if you will, interviewing for the presidency at the time, and Barack Obama obviously got tapped rather than Huckabee. But he said, besides the threat of small groups of educated people launching isolated attacks, we face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up. He was talking about in the Islamic world specifically and overthrowing their governments, but the same thing is happening here. Remember, Barack Obama called for nation building here at home repeatedly, and people need to look that term up. What is nation building? And realize that it's come to grips with the fact that it's, according to the RAND Corporation's definition of nation building, it is synonymous with terrorism. So is that what we want here in America? Cooler heads should prevail. Virtue, morality, and religion is the order of the day, lest we destroy ourselves. But from Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, again, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. As Hayek put it, the dictator and the scientific dictatorship that he would rule is predicated on influencing or propagandizing the masses, rounding them up, creating homogenous, large homogenous groups. I suppose I should back up the three main reasons. As Friedrich Hayek wrote, the three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogenous views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather by the worst elements of any society are as follows. He wrote, by our standards, the principles on which such a group would be selected will be almost entirely negative. What are the three main reasons? In the first instance, he wrote, it is probably true that in general, the higher the education and intelligence of individuals, become, the more their views and tastes are differentiated or nuanced, I would say, and the less likely they are to agree on a particular hierarchy of values. It's interesting. I don't know about you. You probably have the same experience from time to time, hopefully not too often because it can be frustrating. But, you know, you talk to folks and people talk in very vague, very crude, very general terms, a lot of rhetoric, a lot of oversimplifications, a lot of generalizations, not really understanding fully what they're saying, I would say, or being able to effectively articulate what they're thinking. And that's unfortunate. And so if you try to speak to the specifics and the nuances of the points in the conversation, oftentimes people seem to get frustrated with that in this society. The average American, I would say, from coast to coast, has trouble with that and finds it frustrating if you're trying to speak to the specifics rather than paint with a broad brush and overgeneralize. So that is a real concern. So as Hayek puts it, the higher the education and intelligence of individuals, the more their views and tastes are differentiated and the less likely they are to agree on a particular hierarchy of values. It is a corollary of this, Hayek wrote, that if we wish to find a high degree of uniformity and similarity of outlook, we have to descend to the regions of lower moral and intellectual standards where the more primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. If that's true, and despots and tyrants the world over have essentially agreed, not to mention the technocrats and the researchers, etc. Everyone agrees. This is a generally accepted maxim. If we want to find large groups with a high degree of uniformity and similarity of outlook, we have to descend to the regions of lower moral and intellectual standards, where the more primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. If this is true, then it makes sense why America has been dumbed down. This is part of a twofold modus operandi, if you will. One, obviously, you don't want people in Jeffersonian fashion, Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. You wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want people to be able to spot ambition under all its forms, as Jefferson put it in the preamble to the bill, and quick to rout it out, essentially. Wouldn't want that. And also, you want to gather a large number of supporters. So we need the base elements of society. How do we increase our numbers? Well, we increase the base elements of society, the dumbing down, if you will. Again, out goes virtue, morality, and religion. That should be the order of the day. As Patrick Henry put it, if we lose those, if we lose virtue, morality, and religion in America, we are conquered, fallen indeed. I've mentioned some examples. Jefferson, in his letter, his September 1820 letter to William Jarvis, I want to say, when Jefferson, arguably the greatest, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, American statesman, says with all humility, "Thank you for your letter. Sorry I didn't respond sooner." I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And then he encourages, he essentially says with all humility, I beg your forgiveness for my difference of opinion, but I encourage you with all humility to consider a different point of view. Very humble. Contrast that with what we see today in America. People yelling at each other, screaming at each other because this is what they see and they mimic, you know, in these shows. The dialectic change agents in a post-truth era concern more with a persuasive argument than with the facts. People shouting one another down Have we lost virtue, morality, and religion in America? I hope not. But it seems we're at a what I would call a moment. I would liken to what I call Jonah's gospel. Jonah, a reticent messenger sent to Nineveh to give them the message. God said, go tell Nineveh yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And Jonah didn't like the Ninevites. And again, a reticent messenger, perfectly fine with Nineveh being overthrown. The Bible says he set out a day's journey. Nineveh was a three-day journey. He set out a day's journey. It's not clear whether or not he even made it a full day's journey. Regardless, he didn't make it all the way through town if he set out a day and it was a three-day journey. Nonetheless, word got back to the king. The town repented, and there was a stay of execution, you might say. A miracle. Word rippled through the town so fast and got back to the king so fast that the town repented, essentially. And that is what we need in America. Not the kind where Donald Trump is invoking the name of God. That's frightening. Seeing some of the things that are happening in the Trump administration are frightening. Speaking of the potential for despots and tyrants, I've mentioned, again, from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Hayek pointing out that the leader who, the man or the party who seems strong enough and resolute enough to get things done, who exercises the greatest appeal, strong in this sense, Hayek wrote, means not merely a numerical majority or even an electoral majority. It is the ineffectiveness of parliamentary majorities with which people are dissatisfied. What they will seek is somebody with such solid support as to inspire confidence that he can carry out whatever he wants. It is here that the new type of party organized on military lines comes in. What have we seen in the Trump administration? Him talking about making the military the strongest it's ever been, strongest the world's ever seen. Mattis brought in spite of the fact that he is just basically fresh off the battlefield, so to speak. That's in direct contravention to standard operating procedure, because we don't want the military in civil affairs. That could result in a heavy-handed approach, obviously. So back to the three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogenous views is not likely to be formed by the worst elements of any society, as Hayek wrote. Number two is kind of the key. When you see these groups like Obama's organizing for action, what kind of action? That sounds very vague and duplicitous, doesn't it? Very ambiguous. What kind of action? Talk more about these and get to the current headlines, phones, etc. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.